Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Text messages are flowing in. Thanks for being a part of the show at 312-981-7200. 630 said, my husband and I saw the Maverick movie up in Door County. What a great movie. Takes me a lot to go to a theater. I was engaged the whole time. Good to see the first Top Gun. I loved the movie. I guess that's their first Top Gun. Another person texting it said, trip home yesterday from Door County to Naperville was just 4.5 hours. Absolutely no traffic. And 773 is paying $5.50 for gas in South Elgin. I'm surprised by that. He is the Attorney General of the state of Illinois. You know Kwame Raoul. It's his first appearance on Chicago's Afternoon News. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you got to celebrate over the weekend a little bit, or at least take a break, because based on what I see on your website, you have enough on your plate to work 24 hours a day.
We are busy, but we have a great team. We have a great team. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So can we talk about what we all read in the Chicago Tribune, the article about kids being ticketed in schools? We had the reporters who actually put together that piece on our show, and it was intriguing because half of the people who listened to the show thought that kids needed to be ticketed. They need to be taught. I don't believe that. I think ticketing a 12-year-old for doing something in school that probably 50% of the kids in my class did when I was 12 seems to be a little too much. But where does it stand with District 211 in Palatine?
Well, right now we're just in a sort of investigatory stage. And you know, I do want to applaud the reporters for bringing it to the public's attention and somewhat to our attention as well. And so we have been working separate and apart from District 211 on, you know, trying to curb the school-to-prison pipeline and to make sure that we minimize referrals to law enforcement, because referrals to law enforcement on minor things tend to lend itself to students to be more likely to have future interactions with law enforcement than it does to do the opposite, as demonstrated by research. And so, separate and apart from 211, we've been working on this initiative with the State Board of Education and National Education Association on school discipline guidance, and to make sure, if possible, that discipline matters can be handled in school.
Because when we talk to teachers, let's face it, some kids are out of control, but 11,800 tickets were issued to kids in the last three school years in the state of Illinois. And I think the one that really hit us hard is the 12-year-old who got ticketed for violating a municipal code in East Peoria for assault battery, and he just shoved his buddy. He shoved his buddy. He was 12 years old. He's like, I don't even really know what that means. And it seems to be some of these districts might be taking it a bit too far, and there is an issue of race that seems to play into this.
Yeah, I just celebrated, I hate to age myself, but my 40th high school reunion, and I recall when I was in high school, you know, people would shove each other. People would do things that they weren't supposed to, but it was handled within the school. Certainly, there can be occurrences that rise to the level that they have to be reported to law enforcement. But many of these that the Tribune reported upon were not things that rose to that level, and it also demonstrated that people of certain races were overrepresented in terms of the referrals, and that's something that we are concerned about.
What's it like when Kwame Raoul goes into his high school class reunion after 40 years? You went to school in this area. Anybody rise to your level?
Well, the former, speaking of education, one of my classmates was a former Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan.
Wow.
He's done well. We have another physician at the University of Chicago who's a researcher, has done a lot of research on COVID and the effect of vitamin D, Dr. David Meltzer. So we've got a lot of, that's just to mention a couple, we've got a lot of high achievers in the class.
That's fantastic. I know that through reading your website and just trying to keep up in everything that the Attorney General's office is managing and processing, that you were very vocal about student loans. In fact, John Williams, who does the show before me, said, where does he stand on that? Does he still stand that he wants those forgiven?
Well, listen, you know, we've done a lot of work with regards to for-profit universities that have steered students towards student loans, oftentimes for degrees that aren't worth the paper written on it. And through our advocacy and through our taking on some of these institutions, taking on Naviance, for example, we've had some of that discharge. On a broader level, students have, you know, across the nation have a burden that prevents them from living the American dream, from buying their first home, and unjustifiably so. And so the way I look at things, you know, you make your most aggressive demand, and hopefully we can get some relief to students and families across the nation.
And can we go back to kids being ticketed in schools? What is your office going to do about that? I mean, are there, you know, some concrete steps that you're taking right now that you could share with people that might alleviate this problem? Or
yeah, it all begins with first getting the information. You know, we were a beneficiary of the public information put out by the report from ProPublica and the Tribune, but we have to do our own investigation, and so we've requested information from the school district and from the village to make sure that the data, to see whether the data supports whether there's any civil rights violation by way of the disparities reflected from the data. From that point on, we see whether, if there is such validation of a sort of civil rights violation, we can hopefully work collaboratively with the district to take different steps going forward.
And one last thing, as we head into primary season, it's also your job to ensure that all that is taken care of and on the up and up. And is that something that your office, you know, follows, you know, when it comes to voting and the security of voting? Does that fall on your office as well?
Yeah, our office, along with other law enforcement partners, whether it's the State's Attorneys Association, federal authorities, we're speaking to one another. You know, voting is, I started my career out as a Cook County prosecutor, and I remember having to work election duty. Election days are a lot different today than they were back then, because we have early voting, we have mail-in voting, and machines are more sophisticated, and so it's we're trying to adapt with the evolution of elections and make sure that we work collaboratively with both federal and local law enforcement partners to avoid any complications.
Excellent. As you can imagine, many text messages are floating in about a variety of issues. So can you direct people where to go when they do want you to be aware of something that they think needs to be paid attention to?
www.illinoisattorneygeneral.gov is the easiest, and our website will point you, depending on what the issue is, to the appropriate contact.
Yeah, I see you download a form, you fill out the form, and then you wait to be contacted, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your input, and it'll be interesting to see what comes about with the ticketing of students in the state of Illinois. We appreciate having you on today, or that you took the time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, coming up next, Lauren Lapka has the news. A few text messages coming in. People are still talking about the gas because that's money out of our pocket, and everybody went somewhere over the weekend. Somebody said they only paid, oh, it's Kentucky. That's why you paid $4.13 a gallon. Mary thought it was cheaper in Wisconsin. Get to Kentucky. You'll see how cheap it is. But join us later in the show today. We'll talk to our friends at Gas Buddy, and they'll lay out what we're going to be paying by the end of the week. Stick around. The news, traffic, sports, it's all next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.